Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from Long Island, New York, the best wrestling podcast in the world, Joseph Crush, Nikki Noodles, Bad News Canali, and Nick Jersey, the Wrestling Journal Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 63 of the Wrestling Journal Podcast, brought to you by WrestleBuzz at WrestleBuzz on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at WrestleBuzz with three Z's on Twitter. What is up, people? It's Joseph Crush, Nikki Noodles.
What up, boys? I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back. We're all back. You know, sometimes things come up.
And, listen, we're at the second half of the season, you know, long all-star break.
Sometimes we need a break, you know. Bad News Canali, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boys? Good to be back.
Good to be back.
We go off, but recharge. Good to be back.
NJ3 is not here with us this week. He's enjoying himself in New Orleans. God bless.
Hopefully he comes back the same person.
Yeah. You usually don't. just from experience, you don't come back the same person. I was a change man.
It's like having a Hell in a Cell match, you know. You're just never the same after that.
Yeah, you're not. Some come back better, some come back worse. We'll see what NJ3 has to offer next week.
Professionalism back, so hopefully.
Yeah, we do. We need his utmost professionalism back on the podcast for sure. Now us three are running the show this week. You might get a little hairy. You never know. We get a little wild here without NJ3. But just a quick New Orleans story. Me, NJ3, and two of our buddies, JD and Bob, Big Bob, shout out to Bob, went to WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. Great time.
6 years ago? 7 years ago now?
It's got to be seven, right? I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That went pretty quick.
Yeah, it was one of the best weekends of my life. Don't tell my wife that. I think I've said that on this podcast before, but I mean, what a time. Bourbon Street's amazing. The bars are the drinks are flowing. Everyone's having a good time, and then on top of that, go to WrestleMania, the Hall of Fame. Jeez, man. What a weekend it was.
Wild, jam packed too.
Yeah. Jam packed. Daniel Bryan coming out. The Miracle on Bourbon Street. Lesnar beating the streak.
Drink.
Bray Wyatt losing to John Cena. It was a hell of a weekend. Shout out to Bray Wyatt. Hopefully see you soon, buddy. But like we said, hopefully NJ3 comes back in his utmost professionalism next week. He's not too tainted by the smell and the alcohol of what is New Orleans Bourbon Street. Guys, Nerd Focus. Listen, last week, clearly we didn't have any. We were all out. We ran out. We stocked up this week. The Nerd Focus is flowing. Nerd Focus is a phenomenal energy drink that sponsors us here at the Wrestling Journal Podcast and WrestleBuzz. And listen, we have a link on our Instagram, or you can go to our Linktree, WrestleBuzz Linktree, and go to that link, code ND20, 20% off your order. Buy two cases, get free shipping. I believe Jersey usually helps me out with that. But you know what? This week we have it. We got our minds going. A lot of good stuff to talk about this week. Wrestling, one would say, is back, officially back for the fans. And what a better way to enjoy wrestling than have a nice cold Nerd Focus. Maybe throw some vodka in there if it's the weekend. You know what I mean? I do that sometimes. Get a little crazy. Not many people recommend mixing alcohol with energy, but... We all had
a complete opposite ends of the spectrum, but it's all right.
We all had a Four Loko once in our life, and we're still living. So, except that one guy. I mean, it's unfortunate that one guy had three Four Lokos and his heart exploded. So, hopefully, you don't go that crazy. Do it with the utmost precaution and enjoy yourself. Drink Nerd Focus. Code ND20. Use the link in our bio.
To tell you, though, I've been taking one every day before the gym, and I'm slowly but surely closing the gap. Prime Hulk Hogan, 24-inch pythons on the horizon.
I want picture proof, and I want the tape measure out before
I will get you there. Son
of, okay, that's great though. Tom, what about you? What are you drinking Nerd Focus for besides the podcast? Getting ready for work, you know, the Peloton.
Yeah, doing the Peloton, and I'll get ready for it. You know, usual stuff. So just give it a little bit of an edge.
Tommy becomes Rain Man crunching those numbers with Nerd Focus.
You
know?
You got it. You got to have it. I'm a custodian, so I don't really don't, you know, my full-time job breaking the fourth wall here. I don't really need Nerd Focus to sweep floors, but we do the podcast, so it helps me out there. Nerd Focus, code ND20, link in the bio. Paper Champion. Oh, boy. It's getting tight. Nick and Noodles, you wouldn't know, but
I would not. You would I not. Just follow it. I just follow as a fan.
Bad news, climb. I saw you climbing, Tom. You're getting back up. I think you're like 10th place, top 10 now.
Oh, am I? Okay, I haven't really checked.
So. Yeah, after this week, your boy, the Wrestle Buzzard, Joseph Crush, you know, third spot, top three. We're going wow. right now.
Hey.
NJ3 is unfortunately in second place. So I'm right behind him. We're climbing. If you didn't know, guys, if you're listening, first time listening, Paper Champion is the ultimate fantasy wrestling. Our boy Eric James runs a league or runs a website, thepaperchampion.com. And signups aren't available right now, but they will be soon, hopefully throughout the year, during the end of the year. And you get in there, you draft four different wrestlers to your faction. And you get points throughout the week, through Monday Night Raw, through SmackDown. And then once it comes to the pay-per-views, you fill out a nice little form there and you get points for that too. So it all adds up and you get prizes, free prizes. You win big things, man. And it's fantasy wrestling and it's done right. Let me tell you.
Tom, if you would have cut Bray earlier, you'd be in the middle of the pack right
I now. Would be, yeah. I mean, we have something post-WrestleMania, but obviously I was wrong.
Hopefully soon. Bray Wyatt did tweet out that he misses all of us. So hopefully that means something.
We'll see him in 2023.
Hopefully. But there is a few new free agents, which we'll get into in the Paper Champion pool. But before we do that, guys, Joe Money question of the week this week is a fire one. Joe Money is a friend of the podcast. He throws us a question every week, kind of not in the realm of what's currently going on, but sometimes just to give us a little topic to talk about. Joe Money, what do you got this week?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Hey, guys. Happy podcast day. My question for you for this week has something to do with the past and the present. So a couple weeks ago, I had asked you about it was the Stone Cold's 25th anniversary of his Stone Cold 316, and this week was the 25th anniversary of the NWO. So in the past basically month, we've had two of the biggest things in wrestling happen 25 years ago. Now let's take it to present day. What this year or presently do you think that we will be talking about in 25 years? What has the capacity to really hold our imaginations and our love for wrestling up until that time? Because, I mean, I know in 50 years we're probably going to be like, hey, you know what happened 50 years ago? 316 and the NWO. Are we going to be saying, hey, you know what happened 25 years ago? Roman Reigns defeated Edge. Are we going to be saying that? Is that what we're going to be saying? Let me know what you guys think, all right? I can't wait to talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Holla, holla, all wants to know where they go, where they went. In a Mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint.
All right. You boys ready for this one? Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, we talked about it. Austin 316, NWO, a monster year for us as wrestling fans.
As big as it gets.
Yeah.
Probably will never be duplicated, to be honest.
I highly doubt it. But Joe wants to know, 25 years from now, what will we be talking about as wrestling fans, if we still are wrestling fans at the time? It's going to be, I mean, 25 years from now, I'm be pushing 60, man. Almost 30.
Damn, 50. Bro. That's a scary thought.
A scary thought. Kind of a question. I mean, this question kind of really put a little damper on my spirits, but just to think about my age 25 years from now. But we have to, you know, oblige. And bad news. What do you think, man? 25 years from now, any certain moments from this past year that we will be talking about, good or bad? I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, I know my name is bad news, but I want to go. I have to go negative with this one, unfortunately. The era of wrestling, like what we had to endure. I mean, that's us, the wrestlers, the people working for everything. You know, just first, like the first few months, had to work in front of an empty, you know, it was basically how many people in the performance center? Probably just the wrestlers and the commentators and whatnot. And then he had the whole Thunderdome era, which, you know, at the time was cool. Like, oh, we see some fans and some noise and everything. But towards the end there, especially after WrestleMania this year when they had fans back, then they had to go back to the Thunderdome. It was like, it's kind of like a buzzkill. But now that fans are back, you know, so definitely. I mean, we're going to be talking about a lot of things from the past year and a half. In the future. That, for me, is the moment like what I think we'll remember 25 years from now. Not as good as Austin 316 and everything, obviously, but it's definitely going to stick with us forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great, I think, not a great choice. Obviously, we're not happy about that answer, but, like, it's
a reality.
It's reality, yeah. And to think, I don't think we'll ever, in wrestling, ever again experience something like Noodle said, Austin 316 or the NWO forming. Mm-hmm. With that being said, Nicky Noodles, do you have anything else? Is there another option for us to?
I have another option with all the negativity and all the bad news dropped by Tommy Boy. For me, it's the Roman Reigns era. Okay. There was very few bright spots throughout this this run, but that to me was in any era, I think that would have been solidified as one of the all-time great moments of him turning heel and all the incredible work that he's done through this time. To really show his, to really earn his respect and full appreciation from wrestling fans, right? You're talking about a guy who's accomplished so much in such a short amount of time. You know, he was kind of rushed to the pinnacle. A lot of people weren't happy about it. He got his boos. He got his bad rap. But let me tell you, man, he showed his full arsenal, his well-roundedness. And to me, is the beginning of solidifying him as one of the all-time greats to ever do it when it's all said and done. And this will go down at this moment in time, will be the flame to lighten the Roman Reigns legendary career.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great choice. Now, the year is not over yet, right? It's July. We still have 5 months to go, roughly, four and a half. So you never know. Anything could happen from now until then. We can get a monster heel turn or something like that from here on out. I thought last night on SmackDown was pretty monumental. I'm not sure if we'll remember it, to kind of like counteract what Tom said, like we had the pandemic era, right? To this, it's finally over, or for now at least. Fans coming back last night on SmackDown. If you watched it, it was phenomenal. It was huge. It was such a big feel. Vince came out. The crowd was hot. Like that, they may take that moment and replay it so many times and maybe etched as one of the bigger moments in this year. So I'll roll with that. I'm not going to repeat anything you guys said, those two great answers, but I'm going to roll with the first night back, even though WrestleMania happened, the first night back of the start of the end of the pandemic era would be something that I may remember.
That part of a new era. Yeah. I like where your head's at.
Yeah. So, while your answers are great, I agree with them. That's what I'm going to roll with. I think just the start of last night, it just had a different feel. It felt like I was watching a pay-per-view, man. Like I just had that, like that weird vibe, the way they opened the show, the montage, the Vince
monster main event, right? The monster main event.
Start the show. I mean, it was just something, it was something special, man. And, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great. So I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to go with that. That being that, as of right now, things could change. Something could happen until December 31st, 2021, that may still be within the realm of 25 years from now. But that's what I'm gonna roll with right now, is that it's just that start of the new era last night on SmackDown. So great question, Joe. Yep. Money.
Always killing it.
Not sure what NJ3 would have said, but we don't care, because you know what? Hopefully he's hungover right now.
He's sleeping right now for sure, sucking his thumb somewhere.
His weak calves, dehydrated. So, excuse me. As you guys know, we were out last week. We weren't able to discuss a lot of things that happened the week prior. Can't talk about everything. We have a certain amount of time we have to cut here. So, just one of the big things I want to touch on, just because we want to give our opinion on it. Aleister Black or Malachi Black or Tommy End, whatever you want to call him, going by Malachi Black now, shows up in AEW. This is big. This is huge. He dropped a crazy, I thought very entertaining, like a 4-minute video that day on his Instagram. Him being locked up in like an insane asylum, it seemed, or he's arrested, or I forget the scenario. I think he was arrested or something like that. He was under cuffs of some sort, and he just looked crazy. And that night, he shows up in AEW, kicks Arn Anderson's head off, kicks Cody Rhodes' head off, and a lot of questions were going around. What happened to the 90-day no compete? Apparently, WWE wasn't aware that he had a 30-day no compete coming from his NXT contract, which is an interesting take. And then this week he shows up again on AEW, and we get seems to be him and Cody going at it. It was a pretty intense thing. A nice little promo cut by both. Nikki News, I know we're big fans of Cody here, right? You especially,
the biggest.
just initial thoughts on Alistair or Tommy, whatever you want to call him, showing up in AEW. Awesome.
Fantastic.
Then, yeah.
I couldn't be more happy for him personally too, right? Because, I mean, there was so much hype for his return in WWE. I mean, we couldn't have been more jacked up for, you know, his impeding comeback and for it to be halted the way it was with like no real rhyme or reason, pulled the rug right out from him, pulled the rug right out from other Russ's fans and for C to him jump ship so quickly and be thrown, you know, kind of right in the middle of a nice rivalry with obviously one of the, you know, big components of AEW, right? The Triple H wannabe of the top dogs. Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, good for him. And hopefully, you know, hopefully he gets his due because, I mean, his character ability seems pretty damn cool, right? He's able to do a lot of unique things. He's got a sick look. His finisher is one of the best of all time, in my opinion, anyway. That flush kick to the face is devastating. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't be more ecstatic for him and for us and what he's capable of doing. I'm pretty jacked up about it.
Yeah, and just like you said, in the first 2 weeks he's been there, it seems like they're really, like, let him go in and like you could tell he's super creative and
he's doing his own thing, which is nice, right? The stuff that he never really got the chance to do, right? This go around, which he was looking forward to, you know, now he's able to do it. And then really at this stage of the game, it doesn't matter what platform anyone does it on, as long as they get the opportunity to thrive. That's all I care about.
Yeah. No, it's definitely cool. Tom, Jim Ross apparently had said that they're like relying on him to be like a big name there and a main player. Do you see him becoming a top guy in AEW?
Absolutely. I mean, especially like you said, he looks like he's doing his own thing. He's, you know, what he couldn't do in WWE, you know, I think they're gonna let him, you know, do it in AEW. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny in that video you mentioned on his Instagram, like how he's locked away for 4 years. I wonder if that's like his time in WWE, you know, maybe.
Absolutely.
Probably 100% it was, without a doubt.
So, you know, but I mean, I just love when he comes out, he's got like that menacing face. Then he gives that smile. It's like, oh man, this guy, you really think this guy's fucked up? You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
very creepy. He's got a
very creepy. So, I mean, what they could have had in WWE with him, I mean, obviously AEW is going to reap the rewards of it, but could have been so much better in WWE. But hey, man, wish him luck in AEW. And I just hope he goes over on Cody because, you mean, like you said, Triple H wannabe, you know, who knows? So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I love how he carried over the eye thing with him.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, oh, yeah, definitely.
Little things like that'll matter to me. And we're big fans of him on the show. So we want him to do well. So I'm excited to see what he does and where they go with him. So
I like he's got the package. Just put it that way. Maybe he might not, and being as heelish and dark as he is, you know, that could, you know, benefit him too. Cause it might have to involve him doing so much mic work, right? Just go out there and just dominate.
Yeah. He can get a good promo. That's not,
I'm not saying he can. I'm just saying, some, you know, a lot of people aren't always so comfortable doing it. It's hard to, you know, to be like that vicious heel, but also kill it on the mic every time, right? When you're a killer per se. And I think that's more would suit him better, to be that dark guy, that eerie guy, only speak when needed.
I get it. Yeah, for sure. And then just right, the thing you think of right off the bat is the matchups that he could have too. It's always like a thing when a new guy goes over there. And like we've seen him versus Neville before, or Pac in AEWs. I mean, WWE. So we know what can happen there. But that's another matchup we want to see, him versus Kenny, him versus any.
be awesome.
Oh, Hangman. Yeah, dude, him versus anybody, really. He's this guy
can work, for sure. You
know that. We could bring back him versus Andrade again. Like, they had great matches in NXT. Like, man, it's just wild, dude. And I trust that they will take care of him and like let him do what he should have done in WWE. So,
well, you know how AEW works, right? So I think that they will do everything in their power to stick it to the man per se, to let someone that got, you know, kind of buried for a while to have every opportunity to shine and become a star.
Yeah. And that's where it's kind of like a spiteful thing. And like, I don't like to look at it too deep, but like we benefit from that. So like we didn't get to see Aleister much in WWE, especially in the main roster. And then now he goes to AEW and let them take him and let them throw him down our throats and whatever, you know what I mean? So that kind of sounded a little homosexual, but you know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying it's kind of came off kind of weird. You get what I'm saying?
It was bold. It's early still. Still, you gotta let the nerd focus kick in, bro.
Yeah, I'm only halfway done. So, shout out to Malakai Black, bro. I'm excited to see what they have for him there.
I like the name too, man.
Yeah,
cool. It's pretty cool.
It's still that eerie name. I mean, even Tommy N, like that's his name before he came to WWE. Like, that's still a badass name, dude. Like, that's what everyone knew him by before he came over. But whatever they go with, if the Malakai Black thing is just permanent or temporary, whatever.
He can go a lot of different ways, right? He's just got the alter ego persona kind of going on, so he can have multiple different aliases.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Debuts. Another set last week that we didn't get to talk about, SmackDown, Shotzi and Knox, as they're going by, Shotzi Blackheart and Tegan Knox. Tommy, I mean, it's great. It helps that women's division out. They come in 2 weeks in a row with two huge wins against the tag team champions, Tamina and Natalya. The name change, you know, it happens, right? It's kind of a thing they do in WWE. It's kind of something where I'm almost callous to at this point. It happened so many times. This is like one, and I'll get used to it. And I say this all the time. I don't get this one at all. Yeah,
it's very odd.
Because like, it's not like they're generic names. They're very original names, and they're Shotzi Blackheart's like one of the most badass names ever. Like, that's been around. Tegan Knox just flows good. It's not like they don't flow.
Yeah.
Not sure what they're going for here. Yeah,
is that a Moxley ripoff? Mox and Knox? I guess that's the only thing I can.
I don't know. Like, I don't, maybe, and then she started. We don't know. But I'm names aside, excitement for this tag team that's come up. Ember stays back in NXT, doesn't come with Shotzi. I want to say I don't know if this is true or not. Tegan got hurt. It was supposed to be Tegan and Shotzi down in NXT. They threw Ember down there and tagged her up with Shotzi because Tegan got hurt. I want to say this was the plan from the beginning to have them as a tag team. I don't know that for sure, but whatever. Just excitement for this tag team. Like, we got another set of women on the SmackDown roster. What do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, especially Shotzi. I mean, we know all the crazy shit she pulls, you know, the big spots and everything. So we're excited to see her. And, you know, Tegan, you know, or Knox, whatever you want to call her, you know, coming off knee surgery for, I think, like the second or third time. So maybe I'll take it easy, whatever, with stuff. But no, I'm very excited to see, like you said, they needed the women because I think they were down to, what, 6 or 7 on SmackDown. It was very bare. But no, good to see some fresh blood. And hopefully, you know, they get a chance to, you know, shine. Because as we know from NXT people, go to the main roster, doesn't always help. But hopefully their personalities and everything, they'll shine there. So I can't wait to see what they do with them.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. Like I said, they go over on the tag team champion, which is a good sign. Last night on SmackDown, if you guys didn't catch it, they're still coming out on the tank that Shotzi comes out. The first week they shot the foam ball at Tamina and Natalya. Last night they shot a T-shirt into the crowd, which I thought was really fucking cool. So okay. I think if they run that gimmick with the crowd there, I think it'll get over. They had a good reaction last night, I thought at least. So I'm excited to see what they do going forward. I think it's they added. So you added them too. You added Zelina in the past few weeks. You got three new, fresh faces to SmackDown. That women's roster is looking good right now. Unfortunately, Bayley just got hurt, so you lose her for 9 months. but you kind of throw these girls in there and take up the spots. So
much needed overhaul and much needed graduation, to be honest. I mean, they've needed it for a long time.
So along with that, I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but just because Ron debuts, Finn Balor's back on SmackDown. Big news for the main roster with Finn coming up. It seems like SmackDown's getting all the presence, though. What's going on? I guess we haven't seen Raw yet in front of fans. We don't know what's going to happen there. But Noodles, Finn's back on SmackDown. It was a big night last night for SmackDown, as we talked
about. Monster night.
What do you want to see out of Finn? We want to see the Prince, right? We don't want to see old Smiley Finn back, right?
No. I want the same dude that was in NXT. Just moved along here, further along, to keep pushing the envelope, because this was his best work that he's done in years, in my personal opinion. He's always been great, don't get me wrong, but he took it to another level down in NXT, and it also helped that he was working with the quality of the opponents that he was down there.
Sure.
You know, it's definitely, you know, if you're working Sami Zayn, it's certainly a downgrade. However, I couldn't be more excited to have him back, because, like I said, as much as the women's needed some new fresh blood, so does the main roster, to be honest. And to have another primetime player in the mix is only benefits everybody else.
No, I agree, man. Now, Sammy versus Finn, I think as much as your disdain for Sammy is there, I think it's a great
matchup. He's still a good wrestler, and it's a good start for Finn to make his statement right away, go over, and then, you know, move on to something a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Now, a little paper champion talk here, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Are we looking at Finn as a possible free agent pickup?
I was thinking about who to drop, but yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it. So. Yeah.
He already got picked up twice. You got two more spots left, so just keep an eye out for that. Now, Jersey just texted me. Oh, this might go. We might get a fresh text here from Jersey. NJ3. Wow. He lost his phone first night in NOLA.
What? Wow.
That's not.
And it comes with the territory, I guess. Right.
Oh my God.
You play with the big boys.
I'm not sure if you wanted me talking about that in the air, but it's making the air. So we'll see what happens with that.
That's a tough break. That's I thought he was more professional than that. He went back in time to his rookie days.
he's on his work phone, and he told me that he wants. I'll add it after to the group chat. But wow, the live breaking news. The Wrestling Journal. NJ3 lost his phone in New Orleans first night. So we'll see how the rest of the weekend goes for him.
Not very professional, I'll say that.
No, not very professional at all. So yeah, Finn's back on the main roster. Great news. We got a lot of switches here. Mandy showed up in NXT. Mm-hmm. Mandy Rose. It was a wild Wednesday night. A lot of things happened. I think it's good. I think it's good. A nice little refresher for Mandy. But then again, you're losing. You drop her on Raw. The women's division on Raw is looking a little thin still. So I want to see what happens there. But she showed up in a match with Saray and Gigi Dolan. And she was like just scouting talent. So I don't know what her actual role is going to be in NXT. But I'm excited to see what she has to offer. And apparently there was a trade, not an official trade, but a swap where they're sent NXT sending Aaliyah up to the main roster. And we know Aaliyah has been down in NXT for quite a few years. And hopefully she gets a nice little rub on the main roster. I think it's a fair swap for both to kind of change the scenery. I think it's good for both competitors, and we'll see what happens, man. I'm excited to see what.
Shout out to Mandy too, by the way. Her appearance on NXT was a nice little homage to Trish Stratus in that wardrobe. My goodness.
Oh yeah. Oh, isn't that what like Trish kind of did when she first came out?
Very similar. Yeah, it was awesome. Very cool.
I did that. I didn't even pick that up. Actually, good job, Nils.
Good pickup.
Just sticking with NXT quick. Your boy Tommy Karrion Kross.
Yes.
Retained his
beast. Absolute beast.
Retained his NXT championship against Johnny Gargano.
Good match. Very good match.
Very good match. The end of the match, though, after post match, he touched the untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
He choked out Samoa Joe in the middle of the fucking ring. I mean, are we getting Joe Cross? Is this happening like right now?
think so. Yeah, I think it's what it's leading to.
I can't wait. This is a match I wanted from right from Jump Street, but now we're getting it now.
I mean, they were obviously teasing it since Joe came back and everything, but I think Tuesday was the final, like the final nail in the coffin, if you want to say that. Okay, this is definitely happening. So yeah, I can't wait for that.
That's wild, dude. I think, I mean, right. I thought we'd have a little time before we got this blow off, but I mean, Joe Cross, talk about like styles clashing there, man. That's going to be a brutal fucking match whenever, yeah, if it does happen.
I can't wait for the trading off the submission holds too, man. Cause it's got great submission holds.
I think that what should happen is, this is my take. I think they should have a NXT championship match, right? If Joe's cleared for future matches and the loser has to leave, right? I think if Joe beats Cross, he may be the only one that I would actually be okay with Cross losing to.
Yeah, I mean,
to me, it's definitely the most believable too, at the same time.
Yeah. Even like past believability, like I would be okay if
For sure. But yeah, like if anyone deserved it, to me, it's Joe, because Joe always wanted to be the NXT guy anyway.
Mm. So then you get Joe becoming the NXT champion. You could work with that down there, and then Cross comes up. I think that's a good way to get it if you want to do that now.
And Joe's the perfect veteran too to bring along some of the younger guys and to create new stars down there, because he's willing to put guys over, but also be the dominant force at the same time.
Yeah.
Cross is a star right now that needs to just keep accelerating.
Yeah. I think it went back a couple of weeks. It just popped in my head when he was cutting a promo with Johnny or Cole, I forget who it was. And he's like, I want to be NXT champion. I want to be WWE champion. I want a main event WrestleMania. He said, like, you don't really hear that often said on NXT. So I thought that was pretty cool. He has to go up.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely,
he's
going
up.
He's the man.
Another guy we talked about that potentially was going to go up soon is Bronson Reed, and him versus Adam Cole. I like that.
That was good. Cool. I like that.
I like a little feud there between them two. I think it's an interesting size difference and like what Cole could do with the bigger guys. Maybe it's a test for him to show people up on the main roster how he can work with the bigger guys, because we've only seen him really work with, I mean, he's worked with Cross a couple times, but not like one-on-one feud. So I'm interested to see what he does there. And if Bronson Reed's last thing on a feud with the best guy in the business right now, or one of the best wrestlers in the business, and then have him sent up to maybe like a swan song to go to the main roster as well. Because I mean, we need these fresh faces on both sides. So we're getting these people on SmackDown. Let's get some new guys on Raw too. So we'll see what happens. Man, what a week! What a week it was. AEW fans back this week. All right. So last week, I got to be honest, I don't remember exactly what happened or the crowd response. But this week, the crowd was on fire, dude. It was legit. They had a lot of good things happen. They had a coffin match with Darby and
this was like kind of like a pay-per-view though. It's like week show though, right?
They do this all the time. Last week was too. They had like names for the Dynamites. This is Fighter Fest night one. But the coffin match is pretty brutal. I thought that was cool.
Very cool.
Darby came out on top on that. Yeah. I mean, the guy's over as fuck.
He kills it. And for a guy who's, you know, pretty undersized, man, he gets the most out of his skill set, man. That's very cool. Very, very impressive.
You could say it so many times, and like everyone, it's a pretty popular opinion, but like Jeff Hardy, that's the guy I see is like as a smaller guy over with the crowd.
He looks even smaller than Jeff Hardy.
No, I'm saying like a smaller
guy.
Yeah.
Very similar styles per se, and definitely similar in stature.
And having the whole crowd behind him like that, The guy you wouldn't like think seeing as a champion that could be champion.
Having Sting in the corner too is always really cool too. Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome.
Nice little rub there. I think my big takeaway was how over Hangman is, man. And
he's on fire right now.
Yeah, dude. Him versus Kenny, bro. Oh man, I can't wait for that. I can't wait. This crowd is so behind Hangman. And like one thing about it, you got to give as much as we hear them complain and bitch about certain things. The AEW crowds that are there live do the right thing for the show and for the wrestlers. They boo the right people. They cheer the right people, and they're fucking loud. And it's as someone watching from home, you appreciate that because it makes the show that much better. So they may cheer some things that I may question that aren't like cheerable, like certain spots or certain people, which is fine. It's my opinion. But when you erupt for the top babyface and Hangman and boo the top heel and Kenny, even though people love Kenny, that's what you should be doing as a wrestling man. Like, you know, you should do whatever you want, but like to make the show complete is the crowd, and having them back on AEW is, I mean,
it was perfect. Good.
It was good. It gets next week. I don't have the card in front of me, but there's some good shit that's happening next week too on Fyter Fest night too.
Oh yeah.
It gives me more excitement to watch AEW. I mean, the crowd's back.
I'm kind of excited for Moxley. Lance Archer is one of the ones I'm actually looking forward to. It's pretty cool.
Moxley, Carl Anderson was a good match too, man. I mean,
yeah, solid, very solid.
Yeah, it was a good match.
We were seeing Carl as a singles guy there for a little bit, but yeah. it was cool.
Mox and sticking with the crowd. Moxley coming out with Wild Thing, the whole crowd singing with him. I mean, shit.
Yeah, dude, that's cool.
Awesome, man. Stuff like that just makes the show that much better. It gives it a bigger feel. So to say fans back is amazing is an understatement. I don't know. Fans being back is an understatement. I mean, it's fucking wild. I'm very happy. SmackDown last night was dope. Shinsuke coming out with the fans doing his theme again. Just the fans being back is so big for wrestling.
It's a game changer, bro. It's a game changer for the wrestlers too, man. Jacking up the performances, taking them to another level. You're not doing the same stuff, boring, trying to create your own energy. It's hard to do that sometimes when you do it day in and day out.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball here, and this may take a Joe Money question a week away, but just with crowds being back, like what's your favorite like crowd pop from or crowd reaction of all time? Do you have any off the top of your head? It doesn't have to be if you just think of one. And I mean, I was there for Dolph Cashin.
That was a pretty damn good one.
I was being there for that. Like, it was very memorable. I know a lot of people tell me that they were there because we live in New York. They were there for Triple H returning, the Garden. They said
that's always one that they say is pretty damn good. The Rollins cash in was iconic. It was huge.
I mean, when The Rock was announced as the host of WrestleMania, that was pretty huge.
Oh yeah, that was dope.
Oh, that was sick too.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Cool. I think I was at. I can't remember the name of the pay per view, but I was at it when after Rollins tore his knee when he came back and he pedigreed Roman Reigns.
You were there.
I was there. Yeah, that was good.
So was I.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I got free tickets at Extreme Rules in Jersey.
Extreme Rules. Yeah.
I was there with like Jersey, Hermanson, JD.
Wow.
We had suite tickets. We knew you were there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you were on the other side. Suite.
Yeah, that's right. You won up me.
Not a big deal. They were
that's
free.
What you do.
They were free. Because we know people, you know what I'm saying? We know people.
Very important.
But I mean, just I'm so happy for the crowd to be back, man. To eventually be a part of it too is going to be fun to go back to shows again.
It certainly makes you even more rejuvenated to make sure you try to watch it live now, knowing that they're going to try to spark the crowds early now, right? Because it's just been so damn long, man. People forget like how long this has gone on.
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
And the new don't want to forget the new set for SmackDown looked great. The big huge Titantron looked awesome. We're kind of on a smorgasbord of topics here, but I'm kind of all over the place. But
you're excited, bro. You can help yourself.
It's an exciting week, man. I'm looking at my notes and just like all over the place, but it's all right. Jersey's not here to be professional, so it's his own fault.
The free for all.
Clearly, he's not being professional down there either.
Oh, he's not.
he may be. I don't know. We'll see. He gets kind of worked up sometimes, so he may be upset about this announcement on the podcast.
The phone thing's tough. That's on you, though. You broke that news live on air. So
I mean, you text me while I'm recording a podcast. You're gonna get the shit broken. I'm not gonna just leave it quiet. One other big thing before we get back to Money in the Bank predictions. A dark match took place last night before SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Two names that were on there that I saw: Austin Theory. It was a tag match, and his partner, Davey Boy Smith Jr. or Harry Smith, whatever you want to call him. He's back in WWE. He had an interview on WWE.com last night. He's there. He's back.
That's cool. Good for him.
That's great. I think it's you can say he's like another like Drew McIntyre. It's not Drew McIntyre, but like he left,
yeah,
he got fired or he left, made a name for himself, and now he's coming back and looks great. Big
revenge dude. Tour, yeah,
yeah,
you're definitely a big dude.
So it's great to see him come back, man. I think, I don't know where they throw him in. If you SmackDown, Raw, it's just exciting. And he tagged with Austin Theory. I don't think that's a thing. I think you're just getting them like reps. Also, I was telling Tommy news before he came on. They end this show last night. That was the dark match before SmackDown. The dark match after SmackDown it was babyfaces versus heels. Obviously it was like Big E, KO, Nakamura, Cesaro, and Shane Thorne.
Wow.
So Slapjack, no more. Came out with a cowboy hat. And they ended the show with all of them in the ring, and Big E sent everyone off. So
that's cool.
A lot of new faces that we're going to be seeing soon, which makes sense. I think it's fine. We need a little refresher. We need some fresh faces. But it's good to see people like that getting recognition. It's cool. I'm excited to see what they do with Davey Boy Smith Jr. I hope that they make his name shorter, because I can't say that all the time.
Or quickly.
Yeah, it's very tough. But yeah, what a week. Fans are back. Not only fans are back for SmackDown, they'll be back for Money in the Bank this Sunday, tomorrow.
That should be a good one.
Seven matches total here. And we're gonna ring off our predictions.
We're going right to it right now. Love
it. This is how we do it. I think from what I saw on graphic images, the kickoff show is the tag team match, the Mysterios versus the Usos.
Okay.
For the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Bad news. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Usos. What the hell? They're finally back as a tag team, even though Jimmy had a little bit of a run-in with the law. But, you know, obviously nothing happens when you're Roman Reigns' cousin, but whatever. But I'll go with the Usos.
Yeah, it was wild. We didn't talk about that, but that was a thing. Yeah. Jeez. I think I'm also going to go with the Usos as well. I think, I don't know. After last night, though, it was kind of seeing how over Dom was.
I'm just very confused with the legal trouble issues. If there's still stuff in the pipeline here, you know what I mean?
I don't think there is, dude.
Is he going to pay the price a little bit? This is a third time offense. Supposedly he pissed a lot of people off. I mean, I want the Usos to win. Don't get me wrong. I think it would just make for better wrestling. It would make for the Roman Reigns stable to be even more supreme. But I don't know. I just have a feeling it's going to be the Mysterios.
That's fair. Now I'm gonna work in, because I honestly forgot some things to talk about, but I want to work in some topics while we're doing predictions here.
I really confuse the people, right, Joe?
Yeah, right. That's all I do. There's no rhyme or reason with what I do.
See what happens when you don't put together the itinerary, Joe. You get way off track at all times.
It's okay. We'll call this episode 63 Smorgasbord. I read. That WrestleMania 38 may be a tag team match involving The Rock, Roman Reigns, and the Usos. But I heard, I saw somewhere, it was The Rock and an Uso versus Reigns and an Uso. Explain that one to me. I'm not asking, don't have to, but I'm just saying, Uso, this is my reasoning behind that, is Jimmy Uso is so, they may have big plans for this storyline that they can't afford to lose him right now. That's why he still has a place on TV. So that's all I can think of. But I'm gonna stick with the Usos. Yeah. I don't know. Dom and Ray were really over.
That's a tough one to take in, to be honest. For the potential Rock return, man, that'd be tough.
Yeah. I mean,
anytime you get the Rock, you want it, obviously. But I want him in a main event match. Period. By himself, though, solo. I don't need no tag match.
I seem very doubtful. Maybe it doesn't happen at WrestleMania. I can't see that happening.
Maybe like the lead up to it, you know, like the Elimination Chamber or the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
and then like it goes into something big for Mania.
Remember, like The Rock and Cena versus The Miz and R-Truth at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and then that was the lead way.
Yeah, that was a fucking doozy. But it's happened before, so we never know. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Raw Women's Championship. Nikki Noodles.
The queen is back on the throne.
Oh, boy.
For her 57th championship victory to lead the women's division once again.
Bad news.
I mean, I don't know where to go with this.
Just say, Nick, you're right. I agree. Yeah, that's all you got to say.
I mean, every week this happened. Like, who's the heel? Who's the face? You don't know. It's just like so.
They've made Rhea Ripley so stale for me personally. I just can't see her winning the match.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Charlotte. What the hell?
I'm gonna just for argument's sake, I'm gonna go with Rhea. I don't know what. I just, like Tom said, I don't know who the heel, who the face.
Right now, you're following the same track as your UFC prediction card.
Oh boy. Let's not talk about that. Jesus. Connor, get well soon, but fuck you. I don't know what they're doing with that. I see it as like them giving Rhea a chance with the crowd back. Maybe that's why they keep it on her. That's the only thing I can really fight for on my end.
I mean, the finale's at SummerSlam. Who knows, you know?
So. They can't go more. They have to stop here. They can't.
I don't know. I mean, who knows, though?
I know. Shit, dude. I feel like that's all we've seen.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Let's see. AJ Styles and Omos, the champions versus the Viking Raiders for the Raw Tag Team Champions. Bad news.
It's a tough one because, I mean, I kind of like what they've been doing with AJ and Omos. You know, I mean, obviously, Omos is, you know, obviously not experienced, but Viking Raiders, I felt, have been, you know, getting a good little reaction the last couple of weeks, you know, when they come out. So, I guess I'll go with Viking Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go with them.
Yeah, it's not a lot of, like, guarantees here. Maybe Noodles thinks so. I don't know. I'm going to go with – let's do the math here. I'm going to go with AJ and Omos. I think just because I don't know, man, the tag team division is still weak. Where's Randy? So I don't know what Riddle and Orton are doing. I'm going to go with AJ and Omos.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Noodles, who got?
I agree with you, Joey. I do. Although I was really throwing a major curveball when I watched Ivar beat AJ Styles on Monday Night Raw. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, is AJ Styles a true company man for all the laying down and putting people over that he's been doing lately as literally the best wrestler on the planet.
Is that upset of the year for you?
Oh, my. That's probably the upset of my wrestling career, to be honest.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, other than the Brooklyn Brawl getting his first victory live on television.
Don't hate.
That's about it.
Don't hate on 305 Live, bro. Come on, man.
I love Ivar. I like the Viking Raiders. I do, but come on, man. The guy's never wrestled a single match, I don't think, ever, and he's beaten AJ Styles. Holy shit.
That's valid.
Impressive, though. Good for him, man. Fuck. My God.
We'll end it with the Money in the Bank match, so I'll do the two championship matches here. We'll do Lashley versus Kofi. I think now some may argue the winner of this match could determine like who you have picking for your Money in the Bank matches as well. I don't. I think it might be a little stretchy, but I'm going to say Lashley holds on to it just from what we've heard over this past week of a potential return on Monday Night Raw. Noodles, who you got?
I got Lashley as well. As much as I would love Kofi to take the title, it's the Bobby Lashley show for the foreseeable future, and you will have some returns on the horizon. That's clear as day.
Fuck. All right. Bad news.
Yeah, Lashley. And unfortunately, with the return possibly on Monday, Lashley.
I'm still okay with that, though, a little bit, though. But I know you guys get on me about that. But
yeah. All right, so we'll just get to it. Goldberg's coming back on one era. And my only thing is, if we didn't hear that news, I would have said maybe we could have had some funky things with like Kofi winning and then him getting cashed in on by whoever won the Money in the Bank match to get a little change of pace. But I'm not confident in saying that anymore.
With
Goldberg coming back on Raw, if it happens, he needs to just lose. He can't win versus Lesh. That's all I'm saying. There's no way.
I don't know.
He's only contract from what I read. He's only contracted for two matches a year. And this is his second match for 2021.
maybe SummerSlam's his finale, maybe, you know?
Wait, is it his second match 2021? Someone said that.
No.
He went against Drew at Rumble. Did he go against Drew at Rumble?
That'd be tweet. Yes, he did.
Yeah, right?
And he lost. Yeah. So he needs to do that. Just put the guy over. But
I just find it hard to believe that he would come back for one match and then just lose, though. Right? I mean, wouldn't the whole point of if he has two matches a year would be to put Goldberg in a prime spot and then when he does lose, put someone else over? Wouldn't that be the?
But he's putting Bobby over if he does this.
Bobby's already over, though.
Maybe, don't know. Crowd's not there.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah. See what happens. I don't mind seeing Bill. Like we said this. Listen, last time he showed up, we weren't very happy. But I don't mind seeing him there. His nostalgia 101.
No, I understand. Sometimes when he does wrestle, though, he's a shell of a former self, and that's hard to watch.
Yeah.
When the bar was set so high, you know what I mean, especially during the glory days.
I thought him and Drew did fine. I think that's what needs to be done with Bobby.
And I think everyone's tired of two-minute matches. You know what I mean? I think that's really the part of the issue. As a main event title match, to be 2 minutes is kind of pitiful.
And I'm not going to piss and moan about it, but I was also very excited for the potential of Bobby versus Lesnar. That's what I was really looking forward to. Like, I could have swore that was, like, the perfect line. Whatever.
And what was the last rumor on Brock? It's going to be a little while, right?
We don't know. I don't even know anything about Brock. I saw him cutting fucking butchering meat with a ponytail, so I have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
I can't wait for Brock to come back, man. I fucking love Brock.
Yo, you know what he needs to do? He needs to come back after Roman as a babyface and have Sable with him instead and fuck Paul Heyman over.
Sable.
Give me some of that shit. I wonder what she looks like these days. I don't know if you can find any pictures of her, but
she's like 10 years older than him, though, so she's getting a little up there.
She hasn't been on TV. She probably hasn't. I mean, I'm not going to say she hasn't been taking care of herself, but, you know.
No, I'm sure she still looks great. Don't get me wrong.
You get comfy when you're not on TV anymore, so.
Joe, speaking of legends of that nature, big event. Tori Wilson going to be there. So I think you need to dust off the old catalog, you know what I'm saying? And we go get that bad boy signed.
I got it. You know what else I do have coming on the way here? I was going to tell you after the show, but I might as well since you're talking about autographs. First time in the line, Chelsea Green variant signed.
Oh yeah, you went through with it yesterday?
No, I ordered it through Cardona personally.
Oh, nice, nice.
She did like a thing. I don't know. It was like 30. She was only signing 30.
And what was the number on that? If you don't want me asking,
I'm not going to disclose that on the show.
Here, you can text that to me privately.
I'll literally tell you once we're done recording.
Okay.
But I thought it was pretty cool. She's not in WWE anymore, so
she's got a pretty reasonable autograph at the moment, and she's doing the signing at the Wrestling Universe next September, which I look forward to going to. So
yeah, I wanted to save the trip, so I've done that. Moving forward, Jersey would hate us right now talking about fucking random shit. This is why we need him here.
Keep us in check.
You keep us in check, yeah. Roman Reigns versus Edge. I mean, listen, it's not guaranteed, dude. I know Edge ended the night, or not ended the night, but ended the first match on top. He choked. He submitted. Roman tapped out last night, not in the match, but after the match. He was tapping. He's tappable, right? We haven't seen Roman clean finished in a very long time, people.
Very long time.
Yeah. Probably not since Lesnar.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going to happen, man. I don't know. But I do know what's going to happen. Nicky Newell's has to pick. So who you got, buddy?
And my lock of the night, Roman Reigns.
All right, I get you. Whatever. Bad news, what do you got?
It burns you so much, Joey. I love it. That's one of my favorite things.
Bad news, we got?
I'll go Tribal Chief.
Lock of the night, though, or are you like?
I don't say lock of the night, but
I say Tommy might not be as bold right now, but he will be.
Be a very good match.
I told you so, right, Tommy?
I'll say he's going to be the match of the night. I'll say that. I will give you that.
Match of the night.
Yeah, I can't. I'm actually looking forward to this one, though, more than I've had in a match in quite some time, to be honest.
Yeah, no, the buildups been great. I'm on. Truthfully, I'm going Roman as well. I don't think Edge is going to win, but it's still like not a lock of the night.
Edge has been killing it, though. I'll give him his due, man. He's been awesome since he's made his return.
The pop
from the very beginning return, from the Rumble return. Everything he's done has been gold.
If you haven't watched SmackDown from last night, just go back and watch Edge's entrance. The pop was amazing. It was like, I got like, not as much as Royal Rumble, but like everyone was jacked up to see him.
Let's be honest. Of course.
And he was jacked up too.
You know, it's crazy how much better he looks now at his age than he ever did in any ever run that he had in his career. Guy's in ridiculous shape, man. Physical specimen.
You know whose pop wasn't that great in front of a live crowd? His counterpart, Christian, in AEW.
imagine my shock there, Joe.
Someone he was looking for him. Someone did a side by side on Twitter, and it was very embarrassing. Whatever. Not comparing. I love Christian. Women's Money in the Bank. I'll read them off here. Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Ash. Haven't talked about that recently. Liv Morgan, Zelina Vega. And the two most recent entries, Natalya and Tamina. What a shame.
The tag team champions in the Money in the Bank match. My goodness gracious.
That's not even like the reason why I'm not.
They don't belong there to begin with, period. But that alone should have been an automatic disqualification from that match. Yeah. And put anybody else in there.
Literally anybody. You just brought up two people. Shotzi and Tegan. Tegan had triple knee surgery in the past 3 years, so I mean,
I want to play that one safe a little bit.
Yeah, but Shotzi's perfect for the ladder match.
Shotzi the Savage would be unbelievable in a match like that.
Natalia's fought whatever. Like Tamina, she has knee problems too, and she's older. Like you're risking.
They're literally putting her in there to do a superfly splash off the top and then off the ladder, and that's about it.
That's even risky though. I don't know if I would do that. To the picks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go first here.
Give it to me.
I think it's more of a want than a bet. A betting man. I want Bliss to take this one. I don't know if it makes sense. I really don't. Liv's been really hot lately, though. Liv's been killing it. It'd be great. A nice little push for her. Maybe Asuka, but I'm just going to say Bliss for now. I don't even know. I'm not really that sure. I'm gonna ride with Bliss though, just because my gut. She's won it before. You never know; it could happen again. Is that a curse? Maybe because she's won it already.
It shouldn't be, but
I don't know. Bad news. We got.
I want Liv because, like you said, she's been hot the last few weeks. But
she's been hot since she came to the WWE. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I think the return of Zelina Vega. I think maybe this is one of her to come back. I think okay. We'll give you the Money in the Bank briefcase. So I think it's going to be Selena.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the list now again.
To me, it only comes down to three people.
Let's hear it.
Well, it comes down to Bliss, Selena, and Liv. Bliss is doing everything in her power to hold on to her insane, sick, awesome character because they're ruining it. But to me, Tommy, you got a great point there with Zelina. I think that's very feasible, but I'm going to ride with the hot hand and the one that if she ever became champion, this would be the best way to get her involved and push her to that rank, to be Liv Morgan. I think she deserves it. She's been long overdue to get any type of push. To me, it makes most sense.
I mean, I would love to see Liv. Give me, I'd be so happy. But like I said, with Zelina coming back, I just think, you know, this is her coming back saying, hey, you know, sorry for firing you for a stupid reason. Please come back and we'll do this for you. You know,
yeah, it's not a bad
listen. Is very possible.
They may
Bliss just makes sense no matter what because whatever she does is gold. So you know, I mean, that's always a safe play. You know what I mean? But for them to be a little more risky, you know, take a shot with Liv or Zelina, I think I'd be okay with either one of them. But I'm hoping for Liv, to be honest.
No
shot. Just my humbled opinion.
No shot for Nikki Ash, right?
I guess it's. I don't know. I mean, if she did, great for her. Just to me, be a little underwhelming. That's all.
I mean, Otis did win the men's last year, so you never know.
Dude, you never know, man.
You have to stand on the ladder.
If she would have been, I'd say if there was a crowd in the more recent weeks, and to see if she got a huge reaction, like Otis was so over, I think that's why they gave it to him. If she was over, it may be a possibility. I just don't see it happening. But I think our three picks are the best options for anyone else. Oscar
won at least the storylines and stuff that we'd be excited for. You know, what I mean, I think just Bliss makes the safest play because you already know how the crowd reacts to her, right? Now that it is there, you have that ace in the hole at any point in time to go to. Like I think what you were saying, if there was a crowd over like the last month, if people were feeling the Liv Morgan train or the Zelina train, I think you would have got one of them.
Yeah. And if you look at it, I think having Asuka and Naomi been tagging recently, Natalya and Tamina are a tag team. Let's maybe, and Asuka's won it last year. Naomi, I don't know. I can't see her really holding the briefcase, but our picks are the only options, I think. Nikki Ash, no offense, but not yet. We'll see. I'd be happy with any one of the three winning, but I'm going to go with Bliss. The men's. I don't know. Do they main event?
So loaded, bro. Yeah. It's such a loaded run.
I feel like, do you end this? I feel like this could be like the end of the show. I don't know how you want to end it or not. I guess depending on the winner, but probably the most high powered men's money in the bank ladder match we've ever seen.
With the names. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got Ricochet. You got John Morrison right off the bat.
Drip's been killing it lately.
Drip's been killing it.
Him and having Ricochet a second wind of his career right now, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, him and Ricochet on Raw this past few weeks.
Wow, it's been stealing the show.
Shout out to Prince Puma and Johnny Mundo from Lucha Underground. They used to have a rivalry back in the day. They bring that back. But if you know, you know. You got Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, King Nakamura, and Seth Rollins. It's
tough, man.
The options are there. I'll go first. And this is if you follow Russell Buzz on Instagram, every pay-per-view me personally do a beer bet with our good homie Gurge Brooms at the From the Top Row podcast. And we pick a match. We each pick a winner, and the loser has to send beer to the other person. And I unfortunately...
Gentleman's bet. It's nice.
Yeah. My streak is over. I think I won like 10 or 11 in a row. I still have to send him beer, though. I haven't sent him to him yet.
Take a streak going there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy, Joe. Pay your debts, man.
No. We understand. I just want to get him...
I'm just teasing him, I want to get him the
right beverage. Because
he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. This week... I'm taking Big E for the men's Money in the Bank, and I believe he's taking Drew McIntyre. So we'll see what happens there. It's tough in the multi-man match because if there's potential of both of us not winning anything, so it's fine. We could use a break, but I'm going to stick with Big E on this one. You could literally pick anyone from this list, and it makes sense in my eyes. I don't know. It's kind of like a crapshoot at this point. Bad news. Who you got for this one?
Like you said, Big E's. Like you said, everyone's good. Big E. I mean, I would love personally to see Ricochet. I don't think it would happen, but hey, you never know. But my pick. I think I gotta go with Riddle. I really do. I mean, the guy's been so over. I know Vince loves him personally, which you know is always a good thing. So, excuse me. I mean, he's been. You know, where the hell's Randy been? So he's been a good singles guy for the last 3-4 weeks, wherever it's been, when Randy's been gone. So, hey, what the hell? Let's see how he can do with missing Money in the Bank. I think, I mean, you just imagine him riding around the scooter with the briefcase. How freaking awesome that would be.
Yeah, like the tease of cashing it in, maybe like getting sidetracked. And like, I don't know, there's possibilities there. I like it too. I like Riddle. All right, cool. I like that. Nicky Noodles. Men's Money in the Bank.
I would love to see Riddle win, to be honest. I'm a big Riddle guy, but I think Orton returns and fucks him, to be honest. So I'm down to me, be honestly, between Big E and Rollins, to be honest. Rollins got me so hyped up. I know it's usually the kiss of death, but him being able to hold that briefcase over potentially Roman and, you know, Lashley or potentially Big Bill, Just makes great sense, right? He had the greatest cash in of all time, and for him to hold it would be pretty epic. Yeah. But I think they're going to ride the Big E train, to be honest. I mean, he's just been killing it, obviously, for a while now, and he's paid his dues, and it'd be cool for him to have it.
Yeah, and it may be the only way to get the belt off Roman is like to have a sneaky fucking cash in. It may not like make Big E.
And if anyone beats Roman, you want someone real new that needs to be shot into that's a star but needs to be launched into mega stardom. That could happen for Big E.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility. Or you can use it however you want. Listen, they have it for a whole year. So, like, to not pick Ricochet right now, I'm not saying it's – I would love it because, like, right now he's not a world champion, like, looking at him. But he could be. He has till next July to fucking build himself up to.
He has world champion excitement, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's loved too. So, like, I'm saying, like, right the way he's booked right now, you wouldn't see him as like a main event. Last night, Big E kind of taunted at like Heyman in the back. So it's like there's little hints there. I mean, there's so many different things you could do, man.
Exciting for us, you know.
It's absolutely exciting. Even Nakamura could hold it.
If anyone in that match won it, and no disrespect to Johnny Drip Drip, but if anyone else in that match won it, you'd feel pretty okay about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know?
Except Drip Drip?
Yeah. Just because he's never really been in that spotlight ever, right? To all of a sudden now do it after all these years just doesn't make
sense. But maybe that's why, though. Maybe that's the reason, because he's never.
I just don't see it. I'd rather see Ricochet deserves it more. He could be the face of wrestling for years to come. As far as high flyers, and I could see Ricochet going after Sheamus and winning the US title in the near future, as and hopefully propel him into, you know, something a little bit bigger down the line.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, all good picks all around. NJ3 was supposed to send his picks over to us in preparation, but
I know he was a huge Big E guy though, so he was on the Big E train for sure.
Yeah, his picks must have been left on his phone that he lost last night. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Listen, he left it in a fucking Uber. He didn't lose it anyway. He just left it in an Uber. It happens. It's happened to all of us. So, NJ3, don't get mad at me. I'm leaving this in there. Fans are back, boys. They're back. They're hot. Sunday, tomorrow, Money in the Bank. Then back on Raw for the first time. We got to see. Raw's got to change, right? We got to be hopeful. The fans change us up. Wonder what kind of set we get for Money in the Bank or for Raw. If they keep the same for all the shows, we'll see what happens. They're traveling again. We're back on the road. I'm excited. Hope you guys are too. Are you? Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained, Joe? Are you not entertained?
I am. I almost slipped it. Before we go here, boys, MVPs of the week.
Ooh.
Bad news. You got one?
Yes, I do.
We got
the WWE Universe coming back.
Look at Tommy. That's a veteran answer.
Finally.
Tommy would have fit perfectly in with Patterson and Briscoe at the Vince McMahon Club.
I'll be a steward. That's fine.
Yeah, but you gotta take the chair shots how they did back in the day. That's the only tough part about that job.
I got a hard head.
and you may have to kiss an ass or two. So yeah. Like literally kiss an ass.
I do that every day with my wife, so it's
all right. Nick, you know, what we got?
I'm gonna go a little outside the box here. I'm going Chelsea Heather, who appeared on two shows in one night. It hasn't been done since the legendary Ravishing Rick Rude.
I get it. Very good.
That's how you make a name for yourself in the industry right there. She's a hot free agent.
Yeah, man. She was probably, I think she was trending at one point on Twitter, which is crazy.
Good for her, man.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Kelsey Heather. That's my MVP of the week. Doing something only one other person has ever done.
I like it. I'm going to go, the fans being back. The universe is great. I'll go with, just because we couldn't say it last week, Shotzi and Tegan for showing up on the main roster, getting two big wins in a row, and hopefully changing this women's division up down the line.
Good take. You know, it's just a shame too, right? If Tegan didn't get hurt, right, she probably would have been up a long time ago, and yeah, probably Shotzi as well.
Yeah. Hopefully, we see more new faces coming up soon. I think we will. I think we will, boys. Like I said before, Money in the Bank Sunday. Fans are back. The crowds are hot. Guys, watch. Watch it all, please. Mm-hmm. And as always, take care. Stay safe. Watch Bros.